This is the Afternoon Brief on High FM with Michael McKenna. Focused reporting, sharp analysis, and the local stories shaping our lives. Daily updates in a fast-paced world.
I'm joined in studio by somebody who her voice is going to sound very familiar to you. And not only that, her name is also going to be even more familiar. It's Monique Bondi. And if you'd recognize that name, it's because she is the host of Imperfectly Polished here on 101.9 High FM on Wednesdays at 2 o'clock until 3. But we're not talking about that at the moment. We are talking about something which I didn't think I was ever going to be talking about. It's about Wimbledon, but it's got nothing to do with the tennis, actually. It's got more to do with the fashion that comes with Wimbledon. And I've been on Instagram, Monique. And by the way, Monique's here in studio, which is really, really great.
Really nice to rather be on the guest side of things. Less nerve-wracking.
A nice change of scenery.
Stunning.
No, but you're an old hand. You're a pro this by now. You don't get nervous anymore.
Okay, well, just pretend I don't.
But look, I've been on Instagram this whole past 2 weeks, and all I've been seeing is just the fashion and David Beckham and everyone looking, can I just say, fabulous.
Dapper.
Beautiful, crisp. What is going on? Is this an actual thing? Is this a fashion show or is this a tennis tournament? Please tell me.
So I actually think that tennis has been flirting with fashion for ages. If we go back to specifically the women tennis players, I think Gabriella Sabatini, from those who remember her, and even Anna Kournikova have been flirting with the fashion of wearing tennis outfits that weren't really allowed. They pushed the envelopes a little bit. The shirts got shorter, the sponsorships got bigger. And so I think fashion has always been a playground for mixing it with a sport like tennis. I mean, there's nothing like being a spectator and dressing up for a wonderful day of tennis. And I think Wimbledon 2026 has once again delivered impeccable tailoring, elegant dresses, and timeless British style.
So is it a British thing? Is it a worldwide thing? Like, what is it? It comes summer now, the sun's out, people are just looking amazing. Like, why don't we see that here in Johannesburg?
So I think it's obviously, I feel like it's more a European sense of style, which, you know, I guess none of us are going to a lovely game of tennis in the South African winter sun either. Sure. But I think it incorporates styles from across Europe. People travel just to go watch the tennis. So what I've been seeing, and there are a few standouts for me, is the trends that both spectators and fashionistas have been wearing are crisp whites, beautiful tailored crisp white outfits. We can use Simone Ashley, who is better known as Kate Sharma from Bridgerton fame, wore this most magnificent white tailored short set with a white, beautiful blazer and a top underneath. There is nothing more elegant. I think she wore a pair of heels, and she looked spectacular. The white just it goes with the summer vibes. And then we saw a lot of polka dots. We saw florals, soft pastels. We always have to comment about the Catherine Princess of Wales, who, you know, always steals the show.
Always.
She's not the queen of tennis. We'll get to who the queen of tennis is. Okay. But we saw her in the sophisticated cobalt blue tailored suit. Sharp tailoring, Dylan, can just be as striking as a dress. So she wore this absolutely beautiful, fitted, tailored suit, and she looked spectacular. No one can come close to the Princess of Wales.
And the like, I know we've spoken a lot about the females, but some of the males, like David Beckham, looking
David
beautiful.
Beckham, he's carrying on his stylish streak. He was seen in his perfectly cut boss suit, and he's immaculate grooming. We can all take a feather out of, well, the men can take a feather out of David Beckham's cap. Immaculate grooming, perfectly tailored suit. There's nothing more classic.
So does it work hand in hand, the grooming aspect of it and the actual clothes themselves? Can you be ungroomed but have good clothes and still look good, or can you have not so great clothes and be very well groomed? So like, I think, can the one save the other?
So I've seen some other celebs on Instagram dressing little less down on for Wimbledon, but their grooming is good.
Amazing.
So,
yeah.
Or you can just not get it right at all. You can look scrappy and not wear an outfit that works. I mean, even Bad Bunny himself has been said to have been one of the best dressed so far. Also, Pippa Middleton, Kate, Princess of Wales' sister, she embraced effortless elegance in a romantic florals. The brand Reformation, she was wearing a stunning midi dress. And the accessory of the season for Wimbledon, especially women, is obviously a hat.
Ah, interesting.
You know, a large hat to keep the sun away. But the person we have to talk about the most, Dylan, I think, is Naomi Osaka, the tennis player herself. Have you seen what she's been showing up?
It's come up on my reels. It's more to do with the actual what she's wearing rather than what she's actually doing on court in terms of her performance. But just break it down. What is groundbreaking about what she's doing?
So her latest entrance proved that biggest fashion moments are no longer just limited to the runways. Her dress that she wore was created with Nike, Hannah Yagi, and Marty Harper. Her custom look blend Japanese heritage, craftsmanship, and storytelling into a moment that reached far beyond tennis. So today's most influential athletes are no just longer ambassadors for the brands that they collaborate with. They are cultural forces. I mean, she started this, I think, at a previous tennis tournament. If I'm not mistaken, I think it was the French Open. And the French Open, she emerged in the 30-degree Paris heat wearing a black pleated corset and a matching full-length skirt that skimmed across the clay in catwalk-like fashion style. So I think it's mind-boggling to me, but it works. She's creating. She's the queen of the court.
It's amazing how your fashion and what you choose to wear is almost as important as your performance actually on court.
Absolutely, even more so it seems. And she's just clearing the way for every single tournament that she's seemingly playing, from the French Open to Wimbledon, that she comes in another statement style piece and then transforms into a tennis outfit, kind of.
Fascinating.
Just like she just takes off layers and there she has her glamorous tennis outfit to play in.
So I want to ask, you know, when I look at the Royal Box and how people are dressed, I never see people at shul, at weddings, at engagement parties. I never see people dressing like this in Johannesburg. Is there space for this kind of, you know, look and feel, or is this something that happens at Wimbledon only, or is there, you know, room for us in Johannesburg, in South Africa, outside in the world, to bring these, you know, elements into our dress to make us look a bit more slightly, summery? Because, you know, we get to summer as Rosh Hashanah is like in springtime, but yet every year we bring out our black suits, we go to weddings, wear our black suits and our white shirts. You know, is there space for us to start looking a bit more like David Beckham and, you know, Luke Donald and Justin Rose and all these fantastic-looking people?
I think there's definitely room for it. So that starts and stops with me, with being well-groomed and wearing much more tailored-fitting suits. You do not have to wear an oversized suit. If you can get it more fitted and tailored, it's going to definitely look better on you. And women can start wearing the trends of the season. If they see florals or polka dots or crisp white, they can bring it into their shul going vibes or weddings or other celebrations. Definitely, there's definitely room to incorporate.
So what you're suggesting is that we need to invest in good tailors and actually, you know, get your clothes fitting and
definitely
looking good.
It's a no-brainer. I think there's nothing like, as we can see on David Beckham specifically and Roger Federer, who I saw sitting in the stands watching, there's nothing like a well-tailored suit. crisp white shirt, well-tailored suit, and the accessory, obviously, the sunglasses and watches.
That was my last question about the accessories, because you've seen the sunglasses. I don't know if there's always been sun, but yet you see them wearing sunglasses, watches, jewelry. Like, is it, how important are those elements, or is that just them getting their brand endorsements and making sure that they're meeting requirements from their sponsors?
So I think what I've seen this Wimbledon is more timeless handbags are the accessories of the statement pieces. Minimal jewelry, your very big hats, and definitely for the men, it is the sunglasses, watch, and just being well-groomed. Hair perfectly coiffed, if you have hair that can be perfectly coiffed, like David Beckham, etc.
Yeah, I was going to ask you who you think is going to win Wimbledon, but truth be told, I don't actually know myself.
No,
and I don't have any predictions. Meanwhile, here we are talking about this fabulous tennis tournament, yet we don't have an opinion on who
I'm
should
not
be.
I'm there for the tennis. I'm there for the fashion.
Which is fascinating.
Fascinating. Love it.
If you've been listening, I've been in conversation in studio, which is fantastic, with Monique Bondy. We're talking about fashion and everything that's happening in that department at Wimbledon, which, you know, we've just been saying how fabulous, how fantastic, dapper. So many people have been looking in the royal box, celebrities, politicians, sports people. It has been absolutely fantastic.
Even the normal commoner. I've just seen posts on Instagram of them photographing people who are just coming to watch, and people really go all out. It's Sunday best.
Monique, you know, you probably recognize her voice because she is here on Chai FM on a Wednesday at 2 o'clock. What's coming up this week? Just a quick shout out for that.
We are doing a part two with Jonathan Penn, the money guy. There was a lot of encouraging words said about the show. So we are continuing part two about the financial crisis in Johannesburg.
That's actually, like, I'm really happy to hear that, because that was a really, really fascinating first edition. I don't know, I realized it was the first edition, but meanwhile it became the first one. Mm-hmm. But I'm really glad to hear that he's coming back, and I'm looking forward to that tomorrow. That was myself, Dylan Berg, in conversation with Monique Bondy. We're talking everything to do with fashion and Wimbledon and the trends to look out for and how we can incorporate it into our daily life. Thank you so much for coming to studio.
Pleasure.
Wonderful having you here.
Wear my strawberries and cream.
You should have brought with you. I don't know why I didn't bring it to studio.
Thanks, Dylan.